So let's go ahead and find the meditation posture. So push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now start settling in. And roll the shoulders back and down just a bit. The chest comes up and out just a bit. And now go ahead and take a really deep breath in. Now retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And then once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. And then once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Good. All right. Now, go ahead and float back to childhood. You find yourself between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. You're in a perfectly safe place, an ideal place to grow up. Go ahead and develop that scene. Everything in the scene reinforces how safe you are. How at ease you are. Now check in with the visuals. What does this place look like? Notice how this helps you feel safe. And now even notice what it sounds like. Sound is very settling. Even what it smells like. What it feels like. I'm really feeling into what it's like to be at ease and to be safe. Really taking that in. Good. And now, imagine a perfect nurturer. This can be a perfect mother or a perfect father, either one. Just start with one. And that they approach you. And what you really notice as they approach you, and you can tell this from afar, they have a completely trustworthy and sweet interest in you. Go ahead and notice that. And also, what's more is they have a totally trustworthy delight in you. Really delight in you. Go ahead and see that now. Okay. Good. Good. And now, noticing their trustworthiness, noticing their delight. Really see the impact that that has on you. And now see how you also feel completely safe and secure in the attachment relationship with them. Really notice that now. And now shape and reshape the scene in such a way to really get a deep and to make a deep impression of this. So safe and secure. That's right. And to shape and reshape the scene in such a way to really feel safe and secure. Seeing how they behave with you to help you feel that way. That's right, keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now also, now notice how they also take an interest in your mental states, into what you're doing, into your behaviors. They lean in, tilt the head. They're just so interested. Like, oh, what's going on? What are you up to? And now see if you can actually feel this quality of being seen and known. Really feel that. That's right. Keep going. What's it like to be seen and known? What's it like for there to be interest in you? Really feel into that. Feel into how this validates you as a person, you as a separate individual. That's right. See how attentive and interested they are in you. Good. Good. And now we're going to work on receiving compassion and receiving soothing. So now bring up some sort of issue that you're upset about. And then let it make you upset. Actually get upset about it. And now the perfect nurturers, they see that you're upset and they come over to you quickly. They lean in, tilt the head. They say, oh, something's wrong. You're upset. What's going on? And they also physically soothe you. Maybe they hold you or they hold your hand. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Really feel into their attentiveness. And now go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this suffering. So you're going to explain what's upsetting about this, and the perfect nurturers will listen. Go ahead and develop that scene now. They listen so attentively. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. And now, really see how they get it. They really understood what you said. Now take that in. What's it like to be seen and known, understood, validated? And now one more time, give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And again, give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this. And they're going to attune to you and also physically soothe you as you explain the upset and the suffering. Keep going. And now see how they completely get it. Of course you see it just that way. Of course you do. Now really take that in. Feeling into what it's like to be seen and known, understood. See how they nod sweetly, that they really understand. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Good. Now, notice as a result of getting all of this good care from the perfect nurturers, that you are starting to feel better. Really notice that. Really start feeling better at this point. And now, the perfect nurturers see that you are feeling better. And now they feel better as well. And now this is a real point of connection between both of you. And now you can see and feel how there is a synchronization of both mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers. Really feel into this. Everybody is really feeling good now. And now this reinforces the feeling of belonging, a feeling like you have a family. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Good. Good. Really take that in. And also, just for a moment, see how any sense of aloneness or isolation or not fitting in, see how that is not present for you now, because you really do feel connected. You feel this sense of belonging. Really notice that now. That's right. Good. And now we're going to work on experiencing unconditional love, but it's especially as an antidote to shame and defectiveness. So, okay, now bring up some source of shame, something that you feel is like almost defective about you. Bring that up in the scene. And now tell this to the perfect nurturers. Then as you're telling this, notice how there's maybe a part of you that is worried, oh, I'll be rejected. But go ahead and tell the perfect nurturers this thing that you're ashamed of about yourself. Now, notice how the perfect nurturers is very important. They do not reject you whatsoever. It's really important to see this. They absolutely do not reject you. Of course they don't reject you. And they just see this thing that you think of as shame or shamefulness or defectiveness, they just see this as unresolved suffering. That's all. That's all it is. It's not even that big of a deal. And now you kind of lean in, tilt the head. You really attune to you. They also physically comfort you in just the right way. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. And now, go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this source of shame. And the perfect nurturers will attend to you and listen to you just beautifully. Okay, go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now keep giving voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this. Really see how they get it. And they physically soothe you all the while. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And now one more time, give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this shame that you're still carrying. Really get it how they, or really see how they get it. And very importantly, how they absolutely are not rejecting you whatsoever. They can acknowledge that, okay, maybe you did something bad, or maybe this is a problem, but they don't reject you at all. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. And now have the perfect nurturers say something to you. It is very corrective. And as they say this, they also physically soothe you, physically comfort you in just the right way. But what they say to you helps you let this go, helps you disidentify from this source of shame. So go ahead and have them say that to you now. That's right, really taking that in. And now let this imprint on you deeply. Really feel this in every cell of the body. Good. Okay. All right. So now you really start feeling pretty good once again. Now the perfect nurturers see that you're feeling good again. And oh, this is a great source of happiness for them. You're feeling happy at this point, and because you feel happy, they feel happy. And now, once more, feel into the sense of shared experience, of entrainment and synchronization of mental and physical states. Everybody is so happy. That's right. Keep going. Really feeling into this now. See how there's this deep sense of belonging and connectedness. Good. Now make a deep impression of that. And now kind of let everything fall away except for just your sense of self. And there you are with the perfect nurturers. And now notice this. This is really interesting. Just your very being. Just you. You are a source of happiness for the perfect nurturers. Notice that now. Okay, now I want to be very explicit about this. So you see their happiness, you see their delight, right? Be very clear on that piece. And now make it very clear that their happiness is about you. They are happy because of you. And of course, they're happy about what you do, but right now they're just focused on just your very being and that being a source of happiness for them. So now really take that in. Now feel that in every cell of the body. My perfect nurturers are happy. They feel delight because of me. Really feel that now. That's right. Keep going. And now make a deep impression of this. Good, good. So now really get the sense, oh, my needs are so well met. I am so well taken care of. Now notice how this makes you confident about life, confident in yourself. And when you feel all this confidence and support, notice how, I can really turn my mind towards my explorations and go after what I find interesting and meaningful in life. So now, turn your mind towards some sort of play or exploration, something that you find meaningful. And here you can be a child or an adult, it doesn't matter much. So now, let's start with planning your play or exploration. So take one moment to plan that out. And now explain your plan to the perfect nurturers. They just think this is wonderful. They also can see your creativity in your plan. Notice that now. And they're just so excited about your plan. And now you're excited about your plan. And now one more time, feel into that support. Feel how like you can go after this, no problem at all. That's right. Okay, good. And now let's imagine that you go out and you execute your plan. You start going after what you want. So see yourself doing that. Now the perfect nurturers can accompany you and they're going to support you. But you're the one kind of making the decisions about how to execute your plan. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now, imagine that you run into some sort of difficulty. We know that all of our explorations or the plans that we have for them are always tentative, that sometimes things don't work out. So now imagine that something is not working out in your plan and actually let yourself get upset about it. So get a little bit upset. Now the perfect nurturers come to you. They see that you're upset. And maybe they both sit on one side of you. They soothe you. Comfort you. They understand why you're upset. They're also completely confident in you. They know that you're going to keep moving forward and move through this, no problem. But now really take in that support. they 100% believe in you. Now feel that in the body. That's right. Keep going. Make a deep impression of this. And now go back to your to the execution of your plan. And once again, it's just going beautifully, beautifully well. Okay, so keep developing that scene and really all the while feeling the sense of accomplishment, feeling the sense of joy in your exploration and feeling supported. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Okay. Good. And now, imagine that you've come to the end of your that you've accomplished your goal. So now bring up a sense of accomplishment and healthy pride in yourself. Go ahead and really feel into that. That's right. Really feeling good about that. Okay, good, good. And now, imagine that you step out of this meditation. And now that you look back at the meditation, what did you learn here? Really get a sense for the changes and the learnings, the lessons that came about within this meditation. That's right. Okay, now, once again, kind of have those imprint on you. Really feel into them. And now, turn your mind towards your real adult life going forward and see how all of these positive experiences and these lessons from the meditation, see how they will manifest in your life. Okay, so first, see yourself interacting with others. Notice how there is this healthy sense of self-esteem that you really do feel good about yourself. And that others actually delight in you. Go ahead and see that now. And also notice how delight in others is really fluently available to you. It's so easy for you to kind of reciprocate this delight that others feel towards you. Really feel into that now. That's right. Keep going. And also notice how you attune to others, that you really, you know, you have some sense for their mental states, that they feel that you see and know them. and that this is reciprocated. Notice how you feel seen and known by them, and how all of this reinforces the sense of being part of the group, really fitting in. Now really feel into that now. I am part of the group. I get along well with others. That's right. Now make a deep impression of this. Okay, good, good. And now, in as much as you are so supported, that you connect so well with others, that you have all of these secure attachment relationships, now turn your mind towards what it is that you're interested in life, your explorations. Now start, now first feel into like, ah, yeah, this is really available to me. I can really go after this. And now, actually do a scene where you go after what you are interested in. Go ahead and develop that now. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Really see how you're supported by both the perfect nurturers and also all your other connections and friends and family in your real adult life. And now imagine that you come to the end of your exploration, that you've accomplished what you wanted. And once again, really feel good about that. Oh, wonderful. Good. Now make a deep impression of that. Okay. Good, good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.